June 5. Labor not for the meat that perisheth, but for that meat which endureth unto everlasting life. John 6:27. We, as believers, must know how to give the living bread to those who are hungry. Our Lord does not like wasting. John 6:12. May we also learn this lesson, that we should not waste our time. Our money, too, should not be wasted or misspent. We have to give an account. Once, I had the privilege to spend about 10 months in traveling to different countries, and in all those months, I brought only three things. Two tubes of toothpaste and a toothbrush. That was all. The Lord did not give me liberty to buy anything else, because I knew that there was a better use for the money. The Lord kept on supplying for all my needs from heaven, and there was no lack. The Lord gave me many gifts, also in the shape of money. And he also gave me the privilege of spending that money for other people. I learned this lesson at the beginning of my conversation. In the beginning of my Christian life, I used to gather very small copper coins because the scripture says, if anybody asks, we should give. One day, a beggar came to me and asked me for alms. I wanted to give him a coin, but the Lord spoke to me, this is my money. You have no right to give away my money. I wanted to give it, but I could not. I said, I never thought that way, Lord. But the Lord said, it is my money. I bought you with a price, and everything of yours belongs to me, whether time or money. All belongs to me. I asked the Lord's forgiveness, and he taught me that even though it might be a small amount, I should not waste it unnecessarily. Even though you feel thirsty and hungry, be sure to spend your money in the will of God. Then you will find how you can help others, and also how you can get joy in helping others. Do not waste your money, howsoever small the amount may be, for it is not your money. Pray before you spend it. Pray every time till the Lord gives the answer, because through you, He wants to satisfy the hungry all around. It is the same about your energy also. You cannot say you can sleep as many times as you like. You say, Lord, I am feeling tired and I want to sleep. But he says, it is my body and not your body. I paid the price. Let the Lord control your sleep. In that way, you will learn to help other people with your money and time and energy. When the Lord blesses, even the fragments have the power to satisfy the hungry. Nothing was wasted. You will find that wherever you go, the Lord will do something through you. That is His purpose for us. We have the words of life to give a message to others, and we have the power of God to help others. Even when we do not say anything, our presence can bring blessing. Some people, by their very presence, give joy, and that should be an attitude. Pray, Lord, give me the privilege of satisfying these men who are hungry, and we will surely help you. They need not depart. Give ye them to eat. Matthew 14:16. The word ye means you.